This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. It served as the voice of freedom for 50 years. Later in the show, we'll explore the history of the Voice of America's Bethany Relay Station in Westchester, now home to the National VOA Museum of Broadcasting. But first, it can start with a good morning nod, a handshake, or an invitation for a cup of coffee. That gesture that says welcome. Most folks in Cincinnati know it's a good place to live, but many who move into the area often feel Cincinnati's not accepting of outsiders. In October, the Grand City Experiment took place. The effort was designed to encourage people to help make our town more inclusive and welcoming. Created by Sea Change, a leadership development program of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Grand City Experiment invited everyone to get involved and share their experiences. Here to discuss the experiment's mission and how people participated in the effort is Aftab Purival, in-house counsel with Procter & Gamble and co-chair of the Grand City Experiment, and Andrew Salzbrun, managing partner with the creative firm Agar, and also the other co-chair for the Grand City Experiment. And thanks to both of you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
More about the Grand City Experiment. You can share your experiences and join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Aftab, let's back up a little bit because we discussed before why you did this, but tell us again, what was the whole thought process and why was the Grand City Experiment created in the first place?
So it's an idea born out of the Sea Change program, which is a year-long leadership program run through the Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce. They choose 50 young professionals every year and run them through a year-long curriculum of professional development, but they also challenge them with a project to face in Cincinnati, an issue to address and potentially resolve. And this year, our issue was how to make Cincinnati more welcoming. About a year or two ago, there was a series of articles from Krista Ramsey about a woman who had moved here with her family and had a really hard time breaking through and making substantive friends. She had all the tools to be included in the community, but for whatever reason couldn't break through. And the headline was, Cincinnati is friendly, but not always welcoming. So the Grand City Experiment was really an idea to try and push Cincinnati out of its comfort zone and make it more welcoming, not only to all Cincinnatians, but also to people who might be new here or people who may be living here for a while but never really felt welcome.
Aftab, are you a native Cincinnatian, or are you somebody who moved here?
Yeah, I moved here. So I grew up in the Dayton area, came down to UC for law school, and ended up moving away and then coming back. So I guess I'm not a true native, although I'm just up 75. And I personally experienced some of what individuals are talking about. Oftentimes, people would ask me where I went to school. So kind of dumbfounded, I would say, well, I went to Ohio State and Cincinnati. And of course, they meant, what high school did you go to? And even maybe more specifically, what Catholic high school did you go to? So if you're not from here and you didn't have that shared experience, the conversation sometimes ends because you didn't have the high school rivalry, or you didn't have the crazy English teacher to commiserate about, right?
Andrew, are you a native Cincinnatian? Or?
Yeah, I'm from Cincinnati, but I spent several years away living in Atlanta and coming back right around the time I started grad school, but was able to have some space and some distance between the storytelling opportunities like Aftab's talking about with the high schools and where you went to college, and how different that is from another community, and getting an experience to live away from that for a while, you become much more cognizant of that going on.
So being in Atlanta gave you a different perspective of Cincinnati, I take it.
Correct. Yeah.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Andrew, how important is a project like the Grand City Experiment to improving the quality of life in Cincinnati?
You know, going into it, it was exactly what it says it is, in that it's an experiment. And so we thought if we could move the needle with it, that it would be really important. And I think we delivered those results. But going into it, we're really skeptical on like how engaged people would get behind the effort, and it turned out that it was something that people really wanted to support.
Yeah.
And that was really reassuring. You walked away from the month knowing, okay, it's not just us that think that Cincinnati could be a more welcoming place. There's a huge population here, and not only do they think that Cincinnati could be more welcoming, but they're willing to participate in it, and that was cool.
That's right, and Andrew's right. The language was not unintentional. It truly was an experiment. We had an idea, we had a hypothesis that this idea would catch on and that people would be really pumped up about having fun for a month, being nice to each other, but we didn't really know. And so now that the experiment's over and we have some data to look through, we're encouraged by the fact that there is a nucleus of people here in Cincinnati who really believe that Cincinnati can progress and grow and be more inclusive. And I think we're well on our way to achieving that goal.
How did the Grand City experiment work, AFTAB? You actually set up a series of challenges and things that people could do during the month, didn't you?
Yeah, so the nutshell of it is that it's 31 days of acts of kindness to make Cincinnati more welcoming. And we had really two main goals. Number one, make it the most inclusive event Cincinnati has ever seen. So to accomplish that, we went all over the region. We did events in Northern Kentucky, West Side, East Side, North Side. We tried to really engage the entire region to buy into this concept. And also, we made it as low barrier to entry as possible so that anyone could participate, no matter where you're from or what you do. So to accomplish that, we had a website where people would go on, sign up, and that's it. They were signed up. We just needed their email. And every day after they were signed up, they would receive an email, and they could do that challenge or not do the challenge, but it lasted all 31 days in October.
What were some of the things you had as challenges?
Yeah, so some of the more popular ones, the first one was listen to someone share their story, and then obviously tweet about it or post about it on Facebook, take a selfie with a stranger, get to know someone and ask about what volunteer opportunities that they like to do, what issues they were passionate about, and join in with them. And then later on in the month, we tried to reconnect with the individuals that we had met earlier in the month. So there was a challenge where we asked you to find two people that you met earlier in the month and invite them to lunch so that not only are you strengthening your relationship with them, but they're actually meeting someone new through you. So we're treating you as a connector. Because the idea was to really try to create real connections with people rather than just one-off experiences.
513-419-7100 to join our conversation. Let's talk with Elizabeth. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a nutshell of my experience. In 1989, I moved here with my five-year-old son and husband at the time, and for many reasons, but one of them was that we didn't want our son to grow up in Los Angeles. So coming back here, being from the Midwest originally, having spent 12 years in Los Angeles, in the thick of it in Laurel Canyon, I know, culture shock. It was culture shock at first. Oh, my God. Right? So then I started realizing some of the things that your commentator was saying earlier. What school did you go to? You know. So all those things, those typical Cincinnati things. I had a neighbor who probably spoke to me four times the whole 25 years I was there. Could you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sad about that connection, and I really appreciate you having the courage to call in and tell us about your story. I really do appreciate that because it's such a personal story. We really believe that Cincinnati is a grand city. We think the best days of Cincinnati are ahead of us and not behind us. And it's individual experiences like yours that we need to just be aware of. Because to truly reach the potential that I think we all have, we really need to focus on building a stronger community so that everyone feels like they're connected and no one gets left behind. So I really do appreciate your story, and I really do hope that the experiment addressed that.
Thanks. Check out the Grand Rapids experience. They did that.
Grand Rapids experience.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
Their civic evolution. No, just one last parting word. You know, Cincinnati has to pull out of the comment that Mark Twain made that if the end of the world is coming, you just go to Cincinnati and go
half. You'd be safe for about 10 years, is that right?
Yeah, you'd be safe for about 10 years. Now maybe two.
Yeah, you know, I think, all respect to Mark Twain, but I think he's wrong. You know, I don't believe that Cincinnati is behind the times. I think in many ways we are pushing the boundaries and really progressing culture. And the Grand City Experiment is just one experience that proves that fact.
Elizabeth, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate
That's your point, and that's great. That's great.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Andrew, any idea how many people participated in this?
Yeah, so we had a number of different mediums for which people could participate, and we had well over 5,000 emails engaged on a daily basis. But one of the things we wanted to do when we thought through the project very early on was, how do we make this accessible to people that don't check their email or maybe don't have email every single day? And so we built in a number of capabilities through using public right-of-way visuals like the Jumbotron on Fountain Square or some of the billboards on 71, 75, partnering with other radio agencies that would you would hear the challenge every morning on your drive into work. So we didn't have a full grasp of exactly how many people got those messages, but we do know that at the end of the day, over about 1 million people were touched by the Grand City Experiment, and we can say that with confidence. So we're really excited about that result.
Yeah, we had about 6,000 signups on just email alone, but we had 4,000 likes on Facebook where we were also broadcasting our challenges. And the Inquirer estimated that we created about 124,000 acts of kindness. So we really did. Yeah, we really did expand our message throughout the region.
More about the Grand City Experiment coming up after the break, and we'll take your phone calls at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guests this afternoon are Aftab Purival, in-house counsel with Procter & Gamble, and Andrew Salzbrin, managing partner with the creative firm Agar. They're both co-chairs of the Grand City Experiment. And you can join the conversation, 513-419-7100. Email talk at WVXU.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And let's speak with Heather. It says Heather from Boston. Hi, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
You're actually in Boston today?
No, I moved.
You moved here from Boston. Okay. Okay. So tell us your story, Heather. What do you think of all this?
I think it's a great project going on. Myself, in my experience, although I have got the question asked me multiple, uncountable times of where I went to high school, which is fascinating for me being from Massachusetts because it's always where you go to college. But I'd have to say that, I mean, my experience with Cincinnati has been an extremely pleasant one. I found the city to be very accommodating. I think anyone who's been to OTR in the last 10 months could already see an extreme change and a build through of people actually trying to make the city an awesome place to be.
Well, Heather, it's great to hear that the experience has been good, and you know, she brings up a good point too. This is an ongoing thing. This isn't just something you do for 1 month and then you stop.
Yeah, that's right. Being nice should be a full-time job, right? It certainly isn't hard to be nice, and I'm so encouraged by your story. That's so wonderful to hear, and you're absolutely right. There's so many individuals and community organizations really investing in Cincinnati to make it an even better place than it already is. And you mentioned OTR, and there's so many other neighborhoods similar to OTR that are really pushing Cincinnati to be better and to be more inclusive. And I'm so happy that you've had such a good experience here.
Heather, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Jim in Montgomery. Good afternoon, Jim. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks for taking my call. This is a real problem. I actually experienced this not once, but twice. I went to high school and college in Cincinnati, so I can kind of say I'm from Cincinnati, if it suits me. So after going out to the West Coast for grad school, worked overseas for a couple years, I started interviewing for jobs back in Cincinnati. And strangely enough, they're asking me about where I went to high school, my days at the University of Cincinnati, and less about graduate school and the work overseas that I did. So it's like, wait a minute, I'm back here in Cincinnati, and it's like I never left. And it was actually somewhat upsetting, and so I left for another 15 years. So I found a job outside of Cincinnati, and did a whole bunch of stuff and found myself returning back to Cincinnati about 10 years ago. And lo and behold, they're asking about high school and my days in Cincinnati. So
yeah,
I went through it all over again.
Yes, yeah. So now, that said, it's still easy for me to fit in, but my wife has experienced this problem still kind of to this day because she did not grow up in Cincinnati. She didn't go to high school in Cincinnati. I don't know, you know.
What do you think of the idea of what they did during the month of October, the idea to make the city more welcoming and inclusive by just doing some simple little random acts of kindness, Jim? Do you think that's the kind of thing? We just need to keep doing that, don't we?
Right. So whether or not any one of those little solutions is going to solve the problem, just being aware of that is so important. Knowing that we may not be so, like I said, friendly, but perhaps not as welcoming as we could be.
I think that's absolutely right. Did the Grand City Experiment make Cincinnati more welcoming? I think it did. How much did it make Cincinnati more welcoming? I'm not sure. But I know this. Every year from now on, when the leaves change, when it's October, Cincinnatians will think, well, hey, am I doing enough to be more welcoming to others, to make sure that Cincinnati is the most welcoming city in this region? Because it's the right thing to do, but it also has an immediate economic impact. People who are moving back here and don't feel comfortable are going to leave. People who didn't grow up here and move here and don't feel like they're connected are going to leave, and those jobs are going to leave as well. And I would just say, welcome back. We're really happy to have you here in Cincinnati. I hope things improve for your wife. And it is frustrating because for many of us, where we went to high school is the least relevant thing about us. But, you know, it's understandable. We're a city that's so proud of our neighborhoods and so proud of our high schools. I think sometimes it just prevents us from maybe getting outside of our comfort zone and learning something new from someone new.
Right. Absolutely.
Jim, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Let's talk with David and Anderson. Good afternoon, David. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, Mark. Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, you're welcome.
I've lived in Cincinnati now for just over 3 years. I originally from Columbus and then to Boston, like your previous caller, Heather, and then finally to Illinois before coming here for work.
A lot of Patriots fans calling in, sadly.
Well, we can at least hold it over the Bengals this year.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So my experience having been here for about 3 years actually is pretty similar. And though I'm Midwestern from origin, my wife is a Floridian. We do still get the what school did you come from question. But really, when we moved here, we made a commitment to each other that even though we weren't particularly religious, we would find a community of religious-minded individuals who actually took us in, and now we've got a regular group of people that we have a dinner with once a month, which is wonderful. But the counterpoint to that is, unfortunately, because we're not from here, we don't have the relatives from here, so we have a lot of trouble finding sitters for our kids.
Hmm.
We have to rely on the neighborhood kids, and unfortunately, we just had a bunch of them graduate. So really, that's been our experience.
David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And, you know, it's one of those things where, again, this is an ongoing thing. This is going not just a one-month thing. It's going to be a year-round effort, a lifetime effort, actually, to make Cincinnati more welcoming.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments from our participants from our surveys asking, what's next? We want to keep this experiment going. And we're here to tell you that, sadly, we don't know exactly what it's going to be because our Sea Change class actually graduated yesterday. So while we will be involved in the Grand City Experiment next year, we're actually meeting with many community organizations who have expressed an interest to take it on. So it'll definitely happen next year. We're just not sure what it will look like.
I do love Dave's story, though, on the intentions that he and his wife took. That was one of the things that we kept coming back to. The underlying message with all this is that if you get off the bench, it's a lot easier to play. And yeah, they're doing it once a month, and that's an awesome start. And I understand, you know, sitters and kids and life complicates things, and there's always things that take time. But I love where his heart's at, and that he wants to make this an intentional place for his family, and he's taking the time to do that. And that's what this is all about.
Let's talk with Michelle in Western Hills. Good afternoon, Michelle. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a transplant. I'm in here in 02, and I can relate so much with everybody else that came before me. After being here, 12 years, find myself having trouble connecting. And when I first got here, the first year I was here, I just cried, because where I come from, people are very open and gregarious and boisterous. And, you know, if you're walking down the street in downtown Dallas and you walk past somebody and they look at you, you go, "Hi, how are you?" And I found that I couldn't do that here. I would get dirty looks, or I would get comments like, "I don't know you," or, you know. And so I had become very closed off because of that. And it makes me sad, because I used to be so much more warm and friendly. And it seems like there's some kind of innate distrust in Cincinnati of people that come from the outside. And I'm not quite sure what that is. I have family here, so that helps. And that's why I came here, so that my son would be close to family.
Michelle, I'm sorry to hear you had a bad experience. We hope that projects like the Grand City Experiment are going to, my hope, and I think this would be your hope, it's planting a seed.
Yeah.
It's going to grow.
Is
that how you view it? Mm-hmm.
We really do, and we actually that was something we talked about. Other cities, people are just more open to saying hello or good morning to just complete strangers. And so one of our challenges was actually throughout the day, you get 1 point for saying hello to a stranger. You get 2 points for shaking hands with them. You get 3 points for giving them a high five. So one of the women who participated in the Grand City Experiment tweeted that now she's known as the crazy lady who runs around her Meyer high-fiving random people. So I'm sorry that that challenge didn't get to our caller. But all I can say is that you're absolutely right. The seed that we're planting quite frankly, the seed that has been planted, the Grand City Experiment, is standing on the shoulders of so many other community organizations who are working on inclusivity and diversity. But the collective efforts of all of us, the Grand City Experiment and other community organizations, will hopefully continue to keep this issue at the forefront of these Cincinnatians' minds, and hopefully one day work to resolve it.
Aftab and Andrew, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Aftab Purivel, in-house counsel with Procter & Gamble, also Andrew Salzman, managing partner with the creative firm Agar, both were the co-chairs of the Grand City Experiment.